quote from the governor here that I want to read, Governor Whitmer, that I think is interesting, because she said, this is out of context, but it'll make sense. These facilities rankings reaffirm what we already know. Michigan's manufacturing workforce is who you turn to when you want to get the job done, end quote. And that does apply to some news that came down. This was Business Facilities Rankings Report for 2021. Michigan, in their top 10 rankings, takes 6 of the 10 and number one state for automotive manufacturing. I think we knew that, but it's always nice to hear it and get a little positive reaffirmment, is it not? Glenn Stevens is the executive director of Mich Auto. That is contained within the Detroit Chamber of Commerce, and he's on the other end of our line once again. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's never bad to hear that from the folks around America, but I think we know that when it comes to manufacturing that we are number one, and we want to stay number one. Doing that, though, and doing it even through a pandemic isn't easy, and it hasn't been.
No, it hasn't been, but that was very positive news, and it does affirm what we know and what we all work towards. We were fortunate to have Governor Snyder very focused on this industry, and we're fortunate to have Governor Whitmer not miss a beat with picking up that focus. And whether it's economic developers or communities, everybody's focused on our signature industry, and this ranking really is nice to see.
It's a signature industry in Southwest Ontario as well. And to that end right now, there's definitely some synergy between Windsor Essex and the Detroit Chamber in something that we've talked about on this show, but we'll do more today. The idea that we ought to be getting that border with Canada fully open and normalized once again to pre-pandemic levels. You guys have written a letter. You've signed off. You're trying to put, you know, pressure at the White Room, but you want to keep it in front of President Biden. Why is it so important, and why aren't we talking about getting that border reopened in short order?
Well, we're all talking about it, and the letter you're referencing, of course, is we're calling on the U.S. government to reciprocate the action that the Canadian government is going to take effective August 8th. So the Windsor Essex Chamber, the Canadian U.S. Business Association, and the Detroit Regional Chamber have penned a letter, and we have a great close relationship with these organizations. We talk all the time, that says, look, we need to get this border open to be beyond the essential requirements that are available right now.
And the essential requirements have been, you know, we've had trade going back and forth, but it isn't nearly what, you know, I've been up a couple times, literally going underneath on a boat, the Blue Water Bridge, and seeing trucks, but not lined up like they would have been before. It whatever we have open in that back and forth has not been to the prior level. So even that has been lesser. And it puts the pinch on our border region. And Detroit's a border town. Port Huron's a border town. Sault Ste. Marie is a border town. It puts a pinch, does it not?
Yes. Yeah. As you mentioned, we've got 4 land crossings, and in the country, there's 119 legal land crossings. So every month here, we are in the United States, we're losing $1.5 billion in travel exports. And if you look at just kind of pure numbers, in 2019, there were 20 million Canadian trips across into our country, and that went down to 4.2 million in 2020, and it's lower this year. We've got to get, I mean, this is about the economy, but it's about businesses and people's lives. And it's time, based on the data and based on the vaccination rates. And you're probably aware that Canadians have lapped us with regards to that.
Well, they have. I mean, they started off slow because they didn't have supply. And, we did some pushing on them in 2020. They were quick to want to shut things down. And again, I remember going up the St. Clair River and seeing people over in Sarnia looking at us like, oh boy, there's America. They're having all kinds of trouble. And then they had trouble later, and then they couldn't get vaccine. I know we try, Glenn, to work together on a lot of things. You would think, though, that there'd be some alignment and thought between the Trudeau government and the Biden administration, but that hasn't occurred, at least not fully yet, has it?
Well, there's a lot going on, and there's some talk, and it's more than talk, about how the southern border issues are influencing what happens on our northern border.
Really?
And you'll see that drumbeat has started a little bit. And the problem or the challenge is that The government is, particularly from the CDC, it's got a clarity of communication issue right now. And so there are a variety of things that are swirling together. But, you know, the facts are, and we talked about that just a minute ago, that the Canadian vaccination rates are very strong, and they did get a slow start. But in the last 60 days, they've increased their percentage of vaccination by 52 points. And so they've got their act together. They've got a plan. And, yes, you could say that they were very stringent off the bat, but that was their right. It's a sovereign country. So there are a lot of issues going on, and we really feel like it's impacting the business-to-business interaction that needs to happen for our economies to go.
You were very diplomatic when you said CDC, clarity of communication. That is, I mean, that's a diplomatic way. I mean, I might translate into my brain, say, botching the messaging on this, and sometimes even the timing. Is that a continuing problem for this administration, this government, right now,
well,
in terms of, you know, how people perceive that nationwide,
well,
not just in Michigan?
I think people want clarity. And they want consistency, and they do want things based on real data. And unfortunately, with the CDC announcement on the Delta variant, you know, there's a lot of ambiguity about what the data is behind that.
Right.
And listen, we've used this word many times. We're on unprecedented times, so we need to cut everybody a little bit of slack. But right now, that's what we need more than ever, is we need to look at real data, and we need to make sure we're advising people to do the right things based on that data, based on where they're at. And the fact of the matter is, we need to get more people vaccinated in our state and in our country so we can continue to safely open and reopen and move forward.
You, Mish Otto, Detroit Chamber, many other chambers around the state have linked arms to get that message across, although it looks like how much resources we're putting in for a diminishing return on new vaccinations is pretty stark right now. So how do we get over that? Do we start to say at some point, this is what it is, we're not going to get a lot more, we can have it available, but if people don't, you know, they don't want to drink from the water, from the well, you can't force the horse to drink. Are we entering into that phase? Are we in that phase right now, Glenn?
Well, I don't think, and I don't think anyone would think that you ever say it is what it is, particularly when we're talking about lives here. So we need to keep pressing forward, and frankly, we have to try different things. I was talking to somebody yesterday who said, you know, why don't we use more on the ground, on the street, so to speak, social influencers? And I'm not talking about famous people, everybody, but talking about people who really, really, because we know social media is a huge influence, both positive and negative. So why aren't we investing some money in those types of things? I think the governor's office and the state are doing what they can, and they're trying the things they can. But at the end of the day, Dave, we're talking about free will, right? And that's where we're at right now. And, you know, as a society, we're going to have to move forward together. And we're going to have to think about a society. I mean, if you look at right now what's going on with the Olympic Village, and you look at, I looked at, unbelievably, in Korea, who was right out of the gates, one of the strongest, you can't get a vaccine in Korea right now. And here we are in our country throwing away hundreds of thousands of them. So,
yeah, it's
no, we don't give up. We don't. Yeah, we keep moving forward.
Well, we'll see what that entails. And also with the border opening, we have August 9th. The Canadians will say, come on in. Here, you still have to have your proper identification. They don't want to bring in a uptick in COVID-19, but they want Americans to come back. Now, how tricky it is, I'm still not clear and sure. Talk about clarity of communication. If I were to go into Canada for X number of days, can I just swing back the border and come back into the U.S., or is that problematic overall? I mean, just the overall messaging hasn't been great with this issue, and we're coming up on the cusp of it happening, at least one direction.
Well, I think the key is that we do have a really good line of communication with our counterparts, whether it's the Consul General's Office of Canada in Detroit or the Windsor-Essex Chamber. We're all communicating on a regular basis. And one of the things we want to see is consistency in the approach and, as I said, a reciprocation of the action that the Canadians are going to take on August 8th.
And we'll see if our administration follows through with that. It probably isn't going to be in short order, but maybe it will happen sometime in the month of August, and that would be welcome here. It would be very welcome in Michigan overall. Glenn Stevens is the executive director of Mish Auto. They are under the umbrella of the Detroit Regional Chamber, and always appreciate your time coming on board here. Take care and stay safe, Glenn, okay?
Thanks, Dave. You too.
Thank you very much. All right. Yeah, the border opening would be a big deal. It really would. Even if you're not going, you're like, I'm not going to Canada. Okay, that's fine. But there are a lot of people who'd like to travel back and forth, do so freely, and we've been able to do that, even with some restrictions, even post 9/11. We have been able to do that. Be good to do it again. Coming back in a moment, we're going to talk about business and baseball in the capital city, 1320 WILS.